Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Love the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt. Dallas Cowboys insider for 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Joined, as always, by former Super Bowl winning NFL scout, Brian Broaddus. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He is also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys radio network. He is also, as well as myself, the owner of a new fresh pair of Chill Boys underwear. And again, we thank Chill Boys for being our brand new sponsor here on Love the Star. If you go to chillboys.com and enter promo code STAR, 15% off just for you. You can get into mine and Brian's underwear by going to chillboys.com and putting in promo code STAR. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm actually wearing my Chill Boys right now.
I am too.
Yeah,
I am too.
Super comfortable underwear.
They're perfect.
I mean, it's not one of those things you always want to talk about your underwear, but I'll talk about Chill Boys. these things, I mean, I've been wearing them, you know, I'm like going, my gosh, these. So it's find myself doing, I've got a couple of pair, kind of find myself doing laundry quicker to get mm-hmm. them back in the rotation.
That's the play. Yeah, it's wonderful. Look, if it's all about freedom here. Freedom and yes. comfort, and Chill Freedom Boys will give you that. So you go promo code STAR, and that'll be 15% off your order at chillboys.com. Brian, give me just a couple sentences, your brief overview of what the Dallas Cowboys did in the NFL draft. They come away from this thing ultimately with seven picks, or eight. They come away with eight picks in this draft, Ryan. How do you feel about the overall draft class? What do you think the goal was based on what we see here? What was the goal from the Cowboys, and how close do you think they came to executing it?
You know what, I think they have to be very happy about the way that things went for them. For them to get that 73rd pick in the third round from the Detroit Lions. But it's funny, the Detroit Lions, they caught the right team. Detroit throughout that draft was very aggressive. Using picks, using next year's picks. You know, Detroit had a plan of what they wanted to do. But when you were at 24, there were some teams that we were talking about. Detroit wasn't one of them because it was such a massive overpay mm-hmm. for the 73rd pick on their part. But Detroit, they're like, nah, we don't care. Here, take 73, you know, flip us back a seven. We'll be good to go. You know, they got their guy, you know, but Dallas was able to recoup. And I think going in, they wanted to find a way to grab an offensive lineman, whether that was a tackle or a center. Now, I've talked to people since about, well, was there a thought about maybe – I asked this question.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me to be brief, but I'm sorry. You know me.
No. You're good. Hit it.
Okay, I talked to
– the only briefs here today are the Chill Boys briefs.
Yeah, I talked to – Chill Boys the best, by the way. So I talked to some folks – And I asked him, I said, if you would have had your fourth round pick instead of giving it to San Francisco, would you have sat there at 24 and picked Graham Barton, the center from Duke?
Mm-hmm.
And my guy goes, I don't want to get into what. I don't want to get into, you know, this. But I will tell you this. Value of a tackle is more important than the value of a center.
Yep.
And I went, okay, I understand now. So to me, maybe it wasn't about taking a center at 24. It was, the focus was trying to find an offensive tackle. You know,
I think Mike Solari.
I think that's what they did. But for them to take, to move back, and then to get 73, and 73 turns into you know, BB, the guard from Kansas State, who could project a center or has played center. Now you're doing some work. If you say, okay, Graham Barton or Guyton and BB, man, I think they executed that very well.
Yeah, I think I think that's absolutely the case. If you tell me the option is, like, if you just boil it down to that, which would you rather have, Barton or BB and Guyton? That to me is not even a question. That is the better value is Guyton and BB. And to be honest, I think the Cowboys would have taken Tyler Guyton 24 overall if they needed to, and they would have felt comfortable with it. So to pick up pick 73 and still get Guyton, I think was a massive victory. Now I'll say this. I think one of the things we're learning, Brian, is that in the evaluation process, when they're building the board and everybody goes in there and gets their say, I think just from 2 years of talking to him ourselves and seeing the way he communicates with the room and everything like that, I think Mike Solari is a very persuasive salesman of his ideas to the room. I think that he's somebody who gets across his ideas and his concepts really well, and people believe in his evaluation, his passion. So I'll say this. I think that if Barton and Guyton are there at the same time and you can't bail out, I think Mike Solari is in that room arguing for Guyton, because I think that he believes in Brock Hoffman so much that to him he says, this is redundant. I don't need this. I need tackle. I don't need the center because I got him already. And I think that would have been very persuasive. Even if there would have been some people in the room that said, I prefer Barton, I think that Mike Solari arguing passionately for Guyton may have moved the needle with the Joneses as well and said, you know, if this is this close, our coach here seems to think it's good. But I think there are plenty of scouts who would have argued for Guyton. The upside here is tremendous. You know, we had a national scout, Ross Winchie. He came in with us on Saturday morning. He said, most athletic tackle that he's ever scouted. You know, you heard Mike Solari talk similarly about the athleticism, and you know, Chris Vaughn, assistant director of college scouting, was talking to us about the rarest trait currently coming out of college with offensive linemen, and the reason why it's such a talent-starved position in the NFL is just the athleticism. The size and athleticism combo is just very rare coming out of college. So when you see it, you're willing to bank on raw at those positions a little bit more. So I think collectively taking that all together, you can see why the Cowboys buy in, similarly to the reason why you saw they bought into Tyler Smith a couple years ago. And I don't know about you, Brian, while Guyton is raw, I don't think he's as raw as Tyler Smith was coming out of school. And Tyler Smith figured things out pretty quickly. So I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility to think he could get himself ready with the right work ethic and the right coaching.
Yeah, I mean, played a lot of snaps.
Yeah.
You know, not as many snaps as BB's played. You know, BB's played. You know, if you ask me who is more ready right now, I think BB could plug and play. And
yeah, BB's ready right this
center.
Second.
We'll see about the center aspect of that all. But I really do like both players. Man, how strange was it, Bobby, with Futana?
Troy Fatanu from Washington.
He was close.
Yeah.
I mean, it was close.
I don't think they move off the pick if Fatanu gets there.
I don't think they do either. I don't know if 73 would have taken him off that
I don't know that Guyton was a first round grade for them. In fact, I don't believe he was. Fatano, I think he was. And they only had 15 or so.
Right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right.
And so to me, I think that moves the needle for them pretty significantly.
Yeah, that was, man, it's strange. We didn't feel like that Barton would even get to him.
No. You know, and he did.
And he did. And that just goes to show you every once in a while you start talking about the draft and you're like, that guy's not going to get there. That guy's not going to get there. And then all of a sudden players start to slide and you're like going, wow, he actually did make it to us.
So, yeah.
It's something that you file away for the next draft when you start to think about, okay, why do we have this guy? Why did we not think? What were the reasons why we didn't think he was going to get there?
Right? Yeah.
I think to answer your question that you initially asked me, I think overall, they're happy with the direction that this thing went. You know, I think they're happy. And, you know, most teams, everybody's out there like, ah, damn, Broadus. Everybody's happy with their draft. That's why it's the draft, you know?
Yeah.
But there's sometimes where you feel like you might have missed an opportunity. I feel like they missed an opportunity. But.
Yes.
But it's them. They to a man, everybody we talk to, coaches, scouts, that Notre Dame linebacker was somebody that they coveted. They coveted that player. And I felt like that was the one opportunity that you had to maybe grab that running back.
Yeah.
Whether it was Lloyd from USC, Wright from Tennessee, you had that opportunity. But the Notre Dame linebacker was much higher in their eyes than grabbing a running back. And I was kind of like, man, and it especially hit me when Green Bay took him the pick after you. That's yeah. when it hit me that, wow, okay, here was – so once they passed on those third-round running backs, I think they were – and I applaud them for doing this. They didn't try and force the issue and draft somebody that they'll end up cutting or be on their practice squad. You know, oh, let's wait till the fifth round and see who's on the board. Sometimes you try and force that. Well, we've got to have a runner. You know, we've got to have this running back. They didn't do that.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. They drafted their board. The Carson pick, the Wake Forest kid, he's got a chance to be a star. And just from watching him play, I really like him a lot.
Yeah, he's a good player. Like you talk about length, I think in terms of scheme versatility, the different kind of things that he can do. Because, I mean, I think he can play cover two. I think he can do some different things for you. And the size is prototype, honestly. And it's a good player. It's a guy that, you know, when we're talking to people around the league trying to figure out as we're going along day three, like, hey, who are the best guys left on the board? Who's kind of flashing for you a little bit? You know, he's one that I was getting feedback around the league, like, surprise Carson hasn't gone yet. Surprise yeah. Carson hasn't gone yet. And I think for the Cowboys, when they got into that pick, the sense I got coming out of that building was that they described Neyland as a blinking light, mm-hmm. which is, of course, means like, hey, this is so above anything else that we have right here. You can't ignore this. Because I know, like I said, when we're talking to the scouts the day of the draft, Ross, when she came and said that Neyland was a guy they were talking about on Thursday night as one of the best players left on the board. And for him to get down 24 more picks to him, that starts standing out for him a little bit. But Carson, I know, was a guy that I think they had graded. They might, I haven't been able to knock down a specific grade. I think they had him graded close to a three. I think yeah. he may have been around a third round grade for them.
Yeah. See, that's, I like the player too. I had him in the fourth myself. The thing that I'm going to be interested in with Neyland is I think this might be their opportunity to say, we're tired. It's not just the linebackers that are problematic in our run defense. It's our edges.
Yeah, now that's an important thought. Let's get to that here in just a sec. I just want to remind everybody, you're listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.